come bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is, and just when you thought you'd gotten over nightmares from the original movie, Paranormal Activity 2 is here. And this time the family thinks someone's breaking into their house and messing with their things, until they set up cameras and find out it's a bit more than that.
This is your room, Hunter.
Hey, Jackie.
Who's that?
It's your Aunt Katie.
So weird, I totally thought we lost it.
Somebody broke in and trashed the house.
Christy thought it was a ghost.
I know you guys are freaked out, okay? And I'm gonna take care of you guys.
Okay, some advice for this movie. You might want to think twice about taking a first date to this unless you're completely comfortable in front of her screaming like a little girl. But if you do end up taking a date, buy her lots and lots of candy, which will hopefully distract her from noticing you curling up in a fetal position and crying like a little baby. Okay, it might not be that bad, but I'm just saying just in case. There is one thing for sure, though. This movie got here just in time to get us ready for Halloween. This might not be the best movie to go see before trick-or-treating, but it would be great to go see before seeing a haunted house. But if you aren't up for that creepy, scary, freaky kind of movie, you might be better off seeing the next movie this week directed by Clint Eastwood called Hereafter. When three lives are completely changed by death, a woman reporter in France, a little boy in England, and Matt Damon in the US, and they go on a long journey to deal with it all, and they end up crossing each other's paths.
What do you think happens when we die?
Send a hope upon a
way. I recognize you. You're that psychic.
I have news for you. I don't do it anymore.
I give you my word. I won't tell anyone.
You have a duty to do it because you have a gift.
It's not a gift, Billy. It's a curse.
You know, Clint Eastwood movies tend to either be full of action or self-discovery, and in this case, it's a journey of self-discovery, and a long, tedious one at that. The first 5 minutes of the movie, which have ample gratifying action, is just a ploy to bamboozle you, because that's all the action you're going to get. It's the next 2 hours of the movie that feel like 4 hours, which is okay if you like leisurely character development and constrained anticipation that something exceedingly profound is about to happen, which doesn't. I won't tell you the end, of course, and I really couldn't if I wanted to, because it didn't so much end as just cease to continue. I did want more from this movie, lots more really, but there will be those of you out there that like the whole esoteric journey and inevitability of fate and that kind of stuff, and if you're like me, all that cerebral focus will just make you feel entitled to use big fancy words to describe stuff, but don't worry, it wears off. So the movie night traffic light Hereafter is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.